you know, Governor Snyder has said this over and over again, that he wants a consent agreement with Detroit. Why is that so important, that it's a consent agreement and not an emergency manager?
From my standpoint and my own experience in the legislature working with Detroit, is that's a very volatile situation of appointing somebody, the state appointing somebody to essentially take over the city of Detroit. So it's important, I believe, and I think the governor agrees, that there be a consent agreement. But it has to be one that has real teeth in it, because if it doesn't, and the situation doesn't get solved, you eventually can go into federal bankruptcy anyway.
Susan, what's the difference, though, between Detroit and Flint, or Detroit and Benton Harbor or Pontiac? Is it simply population size, or is it that Detroit being placed under an emergency manager would have political implications and make news headlines in a different way?
Would it be newsworthy for, you know, the Wall Street Journal and like publications if Detroit gets an emergency manager? Absolutely. Would that have huge effects on all of us in this state? I would say so, because, you know, even though the city population itself has shrunk, the influence of Detroit and the metro area itself has expanded. Just psychologically, to have our biggest city go under like that would be psychologically damaging and potentially monetarily damaging for, you know, very well-off communities like Oakland County. So I think that people would like to avoid that at all costs.
You know, Ken, Susan, we talk a lot about political negotiations and disagreements. Is this playing out behind the scenes as chaotically as it seems to those watching from the outside?
Well, my opinion is that, yes, it looks extremely chaotic, lots of moving parts, a lot of public posturing, but I have to believe that there is a path forward that the mayor and the city council and the governor's office are discussing at this very moment. And I could see a way to do a consent agreement where you keep the mayor and the city council, where they maintain a lot of authority and power, albeit with very strict deadlines, and the consequences, if they don't meet those deadlines, they then lose their power. I could see that as a real path forward, and I have to believe that they are actually discussing the specifics of that kind of consent agreement right now.
Susan, what do you think?
I'm hopeful that Ken is right. You know, even from my perspective, you know, covering a lot of the inside baseball, it still looks very chaotic to me. What concerns me is, I think, an issue we really haven't talked about, and that's one of race. And there's a huge issue in the back of the room in terms of people who live in Detroit, and the officials there have a real aversion to the idea of Lansing, of the state, coming in and taking over their city. And that is a very powerful emotion, and there is so much history there. And you see that perhaps best put by some of the members of the city council, but they're players in this situation. And I don't know in the end if that will be a determining factor, but I think it could be.
Ken, your thoughts?
I agree. It's a challenging conversation. It's potentially explosive, but it is there, and it's a factor. But we haven't talked about another major player here that has an impact, and that's the legislature itself. Now, they've been quiet about this. They just as soon have the governor negotiate something with the mayor and the city council. But if the public officials in Detroit insist on massive amounts of money coming out of Lansing before they'll sign a consent agreement, that isn't going to happen because the legislature is not going to support it or approve it. So one of the questions here is how much flexibility the governor actually has to meet some of their demands. But I do agree. I think the conversation about race is a challenging one in the best of circumstances, and this is not the best of circumstances.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.